This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. We're talking with former UVA wide receiver and Detroit Lion superstar Herman Moore. Herman, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, good to see that you made it over to the other side. All right. Herman, question we have to throw your way. You got to play with Barry Sanders for a number of years, and two things about that. Number one, always thought of him as just being a magician with the football and running behind the big line. And number two, he retired suddenly one summer and just walked away from the game. Just your thoughts of playing with Barry Sanders and maybe a comment or two about maybe why did he retire the way he did?
Well, with Barry, it was an honor and a privilege to play with a future Hall of Famer and now a Hall of Fame guy, because he was electrifying, and he was really the catalyst that got us going most of the time, and particularly the running game. And when you play with a player that's so dynamic like that, it makes you a better wide receiver, because you can't take plays off. If you look at the highlights of Barry, you always see him go one way, and then he cuts all the way back across the field, which many players can't do, and can take it 80 yards at any given moment, even though you're supposed to be backside of a play. So as a teammate, you always knew that anytime the ball was in his hands, that there was an opportunity for that. And as regarding why he left the game, I think at some time players hit that point in their career where there was a decision to be made to continue to play and play at a high level, or to leave the game early and go out on top. And for him, obviously he had many years left to play, but I think he was at a place of peace at the time when he left the game to say, this is a good time for me to leave. And a lot of people speculated he didn't want to break Walter Payton's record, but that wasn't a factor. He just, I think, had enough at that point.
Herman, some of our listeners may not be aware of what an outstanding track and field athlete you were at Virginia. And I think Frank told me earlier you may still hold the Virginia record for the high jump, but I'm also told that there was another incentive on the track team that caused you to have an interest in the track, a young lady by the name of Angela. Maybe you could tell our listeners about that.
Right. It was a really good deal, because one day I was in the track and field office my first year, and there was this high school girl that came up for a visit. I knew her from Lynchburg, Virginia, and an excellent runner, and she was considering coming to Virginia. And then the following fall year, which would be my sophomore year, her freshman year, I happened to notice that she had actually taken a scholarship there and started dating her her first year, my second year, and we've been together ever since, gotten married and had a couple kids. But when I was running track, I ended up doing high jump. In high school, I was, jumping about 7'2". And in college for UVA, won a couple ACC, two or three ACC championships, and finished at 7'4¼", I think was my best. And I think that still is the Virginia record, both indoor and outdoor. But it was, she gave me the incentive to keep doing it.
All right,
because
quick,
I had to keep eye on her.
Quick question, how old are the children?
I have an 18-year-old son who is in his senior year of high school, and then a junior who's 17.
Now, one would think, given the genetics, these should be pretty good athletes. Do they have any interest in going to college from an athletic standpoint?
They're really heavy into engineering and computer science right now.
Wow.
But from a athletic standpoint, my older son took after his mother more. He's tall. He's about 6'5", runs track, runs high hurdles. And he would have been a really good football player, I always tell him. But my younger son does tennis. So they, for some reason, they didn't want to do football.
Hey, Frank's a big tennis guy. Coach Boland has a heck of a tennis program back in Charlottesville, so I'm sure he'd be happy to hear from you.
Well, I'm always pushing the boys to go to UVA, and that's what.
Yeah, you got a double legacy in the household here. This is key.
We got to work on that. Well, Herman, I think we've come to a great spot to take a break, and we want to thank you for joining us on Who's Talking, and we'd like to bring you back potentially later in the season when the Who's are playing some big-name schools and we've got some real news to sink our teeth into. And before we go, I know you've got some software that you're developing as a business, and would you like to say a few words about that?
Oh, yeah. I've really stayed close to what my assets are, and developed some sports technology and also social media platforms, both for marketing and for businesses. The first one with the sports technology, we create digital recruiting profiles for high school kids and also amateur athletes, in particular football, to where they can basically take all those assets, whether it be combine information or videos, and all of their game videos, and we actually break it down in a very granular way to where we have every single index play that they have throughout their high school careers that colleges can come in and basically pull them up by height, weight, you know, any of their combine scores or test scores, academic information to help streamline that process and connect the kids with the right universities.
Wow, that sounds terrific. Again, to our listeners, we've been visiting with Herman Moore, iconic wide receiver from the University of Virginia. Herman, once more, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll look forward to having you back.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
We will.
Great night, Herman. Thank you.
All right, we're headed to the bottom of the hour break. When we return, another Virginia star offensive tackle, Brad Butler, will join us after these messages.